This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Space, the final frontier.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds. Boldly go where no one has gone before.
Engage. Enterprise.
This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Captain Catherine Janeway.
Captain Sisko.
This is Captain Jonathan Archer.
Specialist Burnham.
Red alert.
Photon torpedoes, fire.
The official Star Trek podcast.
Engage.
Make it so.
With your host, Jordan Hoffman.
That, sir, is illogical.
And make sure history never forgets.
This is Engage.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to a very special edition of Engage, the official Star Trek podcast, where we're out of the booth and onto the streets. We've done a heck of a lot of these programs, podcasts, as the kids like to call them these days, 80-something of them, 88, I think, give or take. We've talked to a lot of important people. We've talked to stars of Star Trek from Days of Yore, going all the way back to the original series with George Takei. And stars of today's Star Trek with Sonequa Martin-Green and others from the new show, and a lot of important thinkers and writers and commentators and artists and authors and scientists. But you know who I want to speak to today on this Enterprise that is either going to be fantastic or a complete bust? I want to speak to the man on the street, to the woman on the street. To anybody who happens to be walking by here where I am, which is Times Square in New York City. You know, who's to say what's the capital of the world? You ask a New Yorker, they say New York is. You ask somebody in England, and maybe they say New York too, but inside they think London, but they're too polite to say otherwise. 10 years, 20 years from now, maybe Shanghai is the capital of the world. But for right now, I'm still sticking with New York. And I want you to picture in your mind's eye, if you've never been here, you know, on TV when the big ball drops on New Year's Eve, that's what I'm looking at right now. I see the crystal ball. They never took it down from January. I guess it just stays up there all year. I never really thought about it before. But I'm right there in the center of Times Square, surrounded by bright lights and advertising for various Broadway shows and vitamin drinks and watches and Harry Potter musical and Kinky Boots and a big McDonald's, and there's a football player over there, there's the M&M store, all this stuff. But around me, figured, why go out to meet everybody, because everybody comes here. So why am I talking to random people? I want to know what the average person who comes to this selected spot thinks about Star Trek, if they think about it at all. So I see a lot of people walking by, some of them with phones on. But here's three people right here. I'm going to ask them. Here, watch me interrupt these people. Hi, can I ask you folks a quick question?
Yep.
I'm recording a podcast. Where are you from?
I'm from Brazil, São Paulo.
From Brazil. Fantastic. And you're from Brazil also?
Yes.
And from Brazil?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? What do you think about Star Trek?
Star Trek. She can answer you better because she's a fan. I love Star Trek.
You do love Star Trek?
Yeah, Team Star Trek.
Which, to your Team Star Trek?
Yes.
Which is your favorite era? Who's your favorite captain?
Oh, Captain Kirk.
Really? Classic. I mean, you're very young. I don't know how you...
But my brother is a nerd, so he taught me everything.
Now, when you say Captain Kirk, you mean William Shatner, not Chris Pine, right?
I love both. I like Chris Pine's work, but the first one is...
Oh, the original's good, too. Yeah. And are you a fan of Star Trek also?
I don't know Star Trek. I don't speak English.
Oh, okay. That's a good excuse. But are you into the other...
No, she doesn't like it. She doesn't like space stuff.
doesn't like space stuff. So you're into all, are you into like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings and all that stuff?
Yes, I am.
That's fantastic. You know, 15, 20 years ago, a person like you would have to keep that quiet, wouldn't like to pronounce that here in the middle of Times Square, but you're open about who you are.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Now, have you been watching the new Star Trek? You know, there's a new one called Discovery.
Yeah, it's on my list, but I didn't start it yet.
Okay. Well, it's not that old. It's only about 8 months old, so you have time.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff to catch on, but okay, yeah.
So you're visiting your tourists in town for a couple days? You've been to the Strand bookstore downtown?
Yes.
Did you buy a lot of science fiction books?
No, not this time, but I already...
But it looks to me like you have a three giant sacks of books. They have no books in Sao Paulo? What's going on? Why are you buying...
Yeah, they do. I bought some stuff from NFL because I'm a huge fan of NFL. Uh-huh. So they don't have much stuff there in Brazil about it.
Oh, I guess that's right. It's not... what is the big sport down in Brazil? Soccer. Football, right?
Soccer.
Okay. You know, I speak a little bit of Portuguese. You ready? Here I go. Oh, I used to know how to say thank you. Wait, that was all I knew how to say, but I forgot now. It's, Obrigado. That's right. That's the only phrase I know. That's all you need to know when you go somewhere.
Can I teach you another sentence?
Yes, please do.
Say, vai Corinthians.
Vai Corinthians. What does that mean? Don't tell me.
Corinthians is the best soccer team.
Oh, okay. Can I ask you, and then I'll let you go. I know I got somewhere to go. How do you say live long and prosper in Portuguese?
Vida longa e próspera.
Vida longa e próspera. That, you know, that sort of sounds like it. That sounds good. Yeah. Thanks so much, folks. Have a nice time wherever you're headed next. All right, so we're one for one. We found some random, and these are very lovely women. And the one who said that she was a big fan, I mean, she couldn't have been older than 18. So she, you know, the youth of Sao Paulo is into Star Trek. That's good to know. I'm going to bother these two people now. Let's see what they have to say. Pardon me, do you mind if I bug you for a second? I'm doing a podcast. Can I ask you? You're from out of town, right?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
From Ireland.
Ireland. That's right. My wife is Irish, so, you know, that's good. God help me is right. Are you guys fans of Star Trek?
No.
Not particularly, no.
You've heard of Star Trek, though?
Yes.
When I mention Star Trek to somebody, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Captain Kirk.
All right. And you?
Yeah, same, yeah.
All right, then what's the second thing that comes to
mind? Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't watch it.
Enterprise.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You got two. Give me one more. Find a third thing that comes to mind.
Remember the ears, Spock.
The man with the ears. That's right. Very good. Excellent. So how long are you in New York for?
Well, we arrived an hour ago.
Oh, my God. You must be exhausted. Yeah. It's six hours past for you, right?
Yeah.
So correct. You've been, you traveled back in time. You know, they do that a lot on Star Trek. They go back in time.
We're getting younger.
Let me guess. You flew here. You just got here and your hotel's booked up. So you got to walk around town for a few hours.
Correct.
That always happens. Whenever you travel internationally, you go there and like, well, we're all booked. Like, I'm exhausted. I'm going to pass out. Well, welcome to New York. What are the exciting things you're looking forward to doing while you're here?
In Times Square here and having a look around.
That's fantastic.
The city is run.
Yeah, well, this is it. You know, this is kind of a busy place, but, you know, what you want to do is head downtown also. You know, you don't just
want... downtown?
That way.
That's downtown. That's uptown. Manhattan is a very slender island.
It's mostly
up and down. So that way is uptown. This way is downtown. And downtown is like, you know, a little bit more fun.
And where's your wife from?
Well, my wife is Irish-American when I say she's Irish. Her, County Sligo, right?
Sligo, yeah.
That's a place, right?
Yeah.
And near the town of Cong, right?
Yeah. Mayo, yeah.
Mayo, right. So that's good stuff, right? I've been to Ireland twice. I had a lovely time, you know. Yeah. Well, listen, have a Guinness on me. Thank you so much for talking. I appreciate it. All right, so that's like a 1 and a 1.5, because I don't think those people really knew much about Star Trek, but they didn't know about it. So that's nice. We got Brazil, we got Ireland. Who else are we going to get here? You know, unfortunately, it's starting to be a little bit rainy right now, so I might have to cut this short. You know what I should have said to my friends from Brazil? I should have said to her, and I didn't get her name, but anyway, what I should have told her was that... if you are into Star Trek, like she is, there's a thing. this is the thing called Eagle Moss. Eagle Moss. I love Eagle Moss. Eagle Moss is the dynamite collection of ships where they send you two per month. It's a subscription, and they are these brilliantly recreated small, not too small that you can't see them, but not too big that they take over your desk, replicas from the original you know, images of the show, and they're die-cast and brilliantly made and meticulous and hand-painted, and they come with a dossier each time you get a new one. It's like a color magazine on good paper, and what you can do is go to st-starships.com/engage. You write that down too, because sometimes you forget these things. st-dash, if you go that way, st-starships.com/engage. You can cancel your subscription anytime. The first one is $4.95 with free shipping. You get the Enterprise D as the first one, and then after that, it's deep cuts. Deep cuts. You know, it's Neelix's Talaxian garbage scowl will be in there. So there's a lot of great stuff. All right, there's a guy. There, it looks like people are doing their wedding photographs here. There are two very handsome men in tuxedos, and they've got like a professional looking photographer there. So, and they look very happy. So I'm getting a wedding photo vibe off of that. I'm not going to bother them, but who am I going to talk to? Now, there's a woman by herself with a pigeon. She's eating a hot dog. I don't want to bother her while she's eating a hot dog. I'm going to bother this guy. Let's see what he has to say. Hi, can I ask you a quick question? I'm recording a podcast.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi. Where are you from?
I'm from Delaware.
From Delaware. That's not that far. Let me ask you one question. Are you a fan of Star Trek?
I watch it a few times, but I won't say that I'm a big fan of Star Trek.
Well, who can you name one character from Star Trek?
Oh, no, I don't know all the characters. Sorry.
Do you know the name of the ship they fly around in?
No. The little thing, I forget the name of the little brown robot. I forget the name of it.
I think you're thinking of R2-D2 from Star Wars.
I don't know. Maybe one of my friends might be. I have some friends there.
Okay, you got some friends over there? I'll ask them. All right. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Oh, you're taking some photographs. Okay. All right. Well, we bombed out with him. He ran away. I don't know what he's doing. He's bringing people over now. The round robot. I guess that's R2-D2. Now there's people doing Tai Chi here in Times Square. There's always something going on. I understand why people come here from around the world. It's nice. You know, when you live somewhere, I don't know where you live, but wherever you live, there might be like the place that people come. So why would you go? Because it's crowded and, you know, it's for the people from out of town. But sometimes you come here and it can be fun. Who else looks like somebody who wants to answer my questions? I don't know. Who doesn't look too busy? And I don't. Oh, this guy looks grumpy. I don't want to talk to him. That looks like he'll punch me in the eye. I'm going to talk to these people. They look really nice. Hi.
Hi.
Can I ask you a quick question? I'm recording a podcast.
Sure.
Where are you from?
Technically Brooklyn.
Technically Brooklyn. Okay.
But I'm from India.
You're from India originally. What part of India?
Western part of India.
I was going to try to impress you and name an area there, but...
Gujarat.
I know Gujarat. Yeah. Gujarati is what right, is what you right. speak in Gujarat. Okay, great. Let me... But you're all from Brooklyn. You're pals? One key question. Are you a fan of Star Trek?
No. I haven't watched any movies yet.
You haven't seen any Star Trek?
No.
You look like a fairly young guy and a pleasant guy.
Yeah,
you've heard of Star Trek, though, right?
I heard of Star Trek.
When I say Star Trek, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
It's kind of similar to Harry Potter, a lot of the ring stuff. So it's magical and everything.
It's more sci-fi than magic. But it's like, do you know any of the names of the characters from Star Trek?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, my God. What about you? Do you know any of the characters' names? You don't know. Do you live here in Brooklyn?
I live in Queens.
You live in Queens? I live in Queens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, come on. Queens is... You don't know any characters from Star Trek?
No.
Do you have a sense that Star Trek is something that you ought to check out, or is it something for dweebs and nerds and you don't want to be associated with it?
Yeah, I can check out. Like.
Well, there's like 52 years worth of Star Trek out there. And it's, you know, people like it, right?
Yep.
You've certainly heard of it. It's famous, right?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Okay, is there one character that you can think of, like the Captain?
America?
not so much Captain America. What about the guy with the pointy ears?
I have no idea.
You never heard of Mr. Spock?
No.
Have you heard of Mr. Spock?
No, I haven't.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to do my best. But thank you for answering honestly. I appreciate it. What part of Queens are you in?
Flushing.
Oh, the 7 train. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You ever go to 10 Ren Tea Shop?
No.
You like Chinese tea?
Not much.
Well, then don't go there. If you did, they had a great Chinese tea shop. It's called the Ten Ren Tea Shop. It's in Flushing. But all right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time. All right. You know, those people were honest. I love people who are honest. You know, why lie? It's a strange man comes up to you with a microphone. Might as well be honest. All right. These people look deep in thought. I don't want to talk to them. That guy's kind of creeping me out a little bit. Oh, here's a family. I don't want to freak out the dad if I start talking to the kid, you know? And then suddenly I'm some weirdo. You know, there are people that are like dressed like Olaf the Snowman. Olaf the Snowman is here. I'm going to talk to these two people. Hi, can I bug you for a quick question? I'm recording a podcast.
No, thank you.
No, all right, fine. They don't want to talk. These people look nice. They kind of look dazed. All right, I'm going to talk to these people. And then we got a few more after this. Hi, can I bug you for a moment? I'm recording a podcast. Can I ask you a question?
Right.
I just wanted to ask you if you know anything about Star Trek.
Star Trek, sorry.
No, you're not into it? Okay, next time? All right, thank you. All right, that woman did not want to talk at all. In fact, if she had a taser, she would have shot me. Should I talk to the cops? No, that's a bad idea. There are a lot of cops here. By the way, Times Square is very safe. A lot of police, a lot of very expensive foodstuffs, and a lot of people taking pictures. These women look nice. They're going through their phone. I'm going to talk to them. I made eye contact. It's too late. Here I go. Hi, can I bug you for a quick question? I'm recording a podcast about pop culture. I'm wondering if you are a fan of Star Trek.
No, I'm not.
You've heard of Star Trek, though, right?
Yeah.
Where are you guys from?
California.
That's not that. You know, a lot of people here from international places. We can speak as Americans. Why are you not into Star Trek?
I've just never watched it.
But you've heard about it, though. It's been around for 50 some odd years. You don't have, like, any ill feelings toward it or anything.
Just never watched it.
Okay. And then I know you want to go, but can you name any of the characters from Star Trek?
Princess Leia?
No. No. That's close. That's from Star Wars.
I don't know.
No, all right, what if I say Captain
America?
That's a different captain. Captain America. That's the second person to say. Captain Kirk? Does that sound familiar?
I've heard of Captain Kirk, but I don't know.
You don't know who he is. What, Mr. Spock with the pointy ears? Have you heard of Mr. Spock?
No.
The USS Enterprise? All right.
I heard of that because of my friend's child. But
your friend's child is named USS Enterprise?
He's a fan of Star Trek, so I've heard him like play games and say that before.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, good. Well, listen, is it your first time in New York?
No.
Oh, okay. Your third time in New York?
Yeah, actually third.
Got it. Well, have a great time. It's going to rain. It's going to snow tomorrow, but do the best you can and have fun.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, so she thought Princess Leia was from Star Trek. What are you going to do? You can't win them all. I'm going to ask this guy a question. Hey, can I bug you for a quick moment? You're in a rush. They got to make a show. All right. That's another guy. If he had a taser, he would have zapped me. All right. There are some political protesters over here. Should I bother them? Oh, man. Oh, boy. And here comes a tour group. Oh, my God. Looked like a high school group. Yeah. All right. Let's keep it moving. We're going to find what we haven't really found a fan. The first one, I could have drilled her down a little bit more, but I didn't want to question her too much. But she said that she knew it and she liked it. I didn't want to get too much into when she said she liked Captain Kirk and I'm like Shatner or Pine. She kind of looked like she didn't know what I was talking about, which led me to believe that maybe she didn't really, you know, wasn't too studied up. But I didn't want to pressure her on that. You know, I mean, it was enough of a victory in itself that she, responded so positively. Plus, she was visiting our country from all the way in Brazil. You know, I've never been to Brazil. I've always wanted to go one of these days. Brazil, and also I would really like to go to Buenos Aires, which is in Argentina. And Santiago looks nice. I recently saw a film that was shot in Santiago, and I said to myself, hey, I'd like to go there. Santiago in Chile, of course. Speaking of Chile, it's getting a little chilly out here. Not exactly the nicest weather for late March. Supposed to come in like a lion and out like a lamb. Oh, my God, it's 5:55 already. I got to get going. All right, let's keep walking, and we're going to do one more. And then our experiment, which is more like I like to call this audio art. This is less of a podcast episode and more of an artistic statement. Social science experiment and also artistic statement, you know. I hope you can tell me what you think it is. Other than junk. If you think it's junk, keep it to yourself. All right, there's another police officer. Oh, is he? Uh-oh. That guy does not look happy. I'm staying away from that. So I'm by this section, by the way, in Times Square, which, by the way, is a rectangle. If you've never been to New York, Times Square is a rectangle. So keep that in mind. This is where all of the, there's this kind of, it evolved over the last decade where all these people dress up in characters. You know, I mentioned Olaf the Snowman. There's an Iron Man, a Hulk. That Hulk looks kind of great, actually. I got to give that Hulk credit. There's a Batman, Elmo. I guess that's Strawberry Shortcake is over there. Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, and Spider-Man. And they don't pay licensing to do this. It's kind of a bit of a scam. It kind of falls loosely under the free speech umbrella because they're not making money doing it. What it is you get your foot. If you want to take a photo with Minnie Mouse, you can, and then Minnie Mouse will strongly imply that you give her a gift, right? But it's not like a you must. So, so they get around the legalities of it. It's been going on for a long time. It's kind of funny. There's nothing you can do. If somebody wants to dress up like Minnie Mouse and you take your photo with them and then say, hey, I'd like a dollar, it's not really against the law. Plus, you know, what is Disney going to stamp down on them? They're going to look like bad guys, you know, because everybody knows that you go to Times Square, you see a lot of loony people. So that's kind of what happens. And then every now and then there's a story where one of the people who do it kind of goes nuts because it's not regulated. It's just like if you have a Minnie Mouse costume, you could do it. So somebody who was dressed like Spider-Man like 5 years ago, you can look this up, Google this, Times Square Spider-Man attack. So the guy dressed like Spider-Man, he kind of went nuts and attacked people. And it made the news. And it was, I don't know why I'm laughing. I mean, somebody got hurt, but... You know, Spider-Man going crazy in Times Square is like something straight out of comics. So, all right, I'm going to stand here next to a big, big, big image of Johnny Depp here. Very handsome man. Very handsome man, Johnny Depp, let me tell you. And then I got to go. Well, now I'm in sort of a busier area. People are less likely to want to chat. There's a guy with funny ears on his head, like a hat with stuff on it. Hey, can I bug you for a quick moment? I have a question for you. You're wearing a fun hat. Can I ask you a fun hat question? Are you a fan of Star Trek?
No.
No? Where are you from?
Ireland.
Ireland. What's going on with this hat you're wearing? Could you explain it to people?
This is my girlfriend's.
It's your girlfriend's hat. Are you a fan of Star Trek, Irish
Ian.
Girlfriend?
Ian
is.
Yeah.
He's saying he's not a fan of Star Trek. He likes Star Wars probably, right? Are you having a good time in New York?
Yeah, we're going home now tomorrow. So.
Oh, too bad. Well, no, you're not. There's a big storm coming.
Hopefully not.
You're spending an extra night here. Don't worry. We'll find a bed for you. All right, there he goes. A lot of Irish in town. That's fine. Good for them. All right, we're going to wrap it up with one more. We're going to do a biggie for those of you listening. Pardon me, sir. Do you mind if I ask you a quick question? I'm doing a pop culture podcast. No, that guy doesn't want to talk. Hey, do you mind if I ask you a quick question? Can I ask you a quick question? That's okay. You know what, folks? I think you got what you got. It's starting to rain. Nobody wants to talk to me. I wouldn't want to talk to me right now. It's starting to rain. There are the cops coming. Oh, my God. Turning into a whole thing. Well, listen, folks, I want to thank you very much for tuning into this episode of Engage, the official Star Trek podcast. I feel like we learned a lot today. I feel like we spoke to people, and in our world... Star Trek is such an important part of our lives, and the people that we surround ourselves with tend to know a lot about it if they know us, right? And yet, you step out of your bubble, or more importantly, you let outside of the bubble into you by going to a very central location, like the middle of Times Square in New York, and it's amazing how very few people actually know anything about the thing that we feel so strongly about. It's just, it's a little bit surprising, I gotta say. I was expecting, if not more fans, at least more awareness. Did not expect to get that Princess Leia answer. Oh, here comes a school group. Here comes a school group. All right, we're heading out. Let me talk to this person. Hi, can I ask you a quick question? I'm recording a pop culture podcast. I wanted to know if you know anything about Star Trek.
No, nothing.
You know nothing about Star Trek? You've heard of it, though, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
If I were to ask you to name one character from the show, would you be able to? Like the captain? Have you heard of Captain...
No, I literally haven't.
You gotta go? That's your bus? Okay, get on the bus. All right. That woman didn't know. She looked mortified. She looked angry at me, actually. Trying to be as friendly as possible. Hey, can I ask you a quick question? I'm recording a pop culture podcast. Do you know anything about Star Trek?
No.
You've heard of Star Trek, though, right?
Yes.
All right, but you're not a fan, right? Okay, maybe next time. Thanks. Yeah, that guy's not a fan. Oh, man. For the listeners out there, thanks again. We're going to be back next week with some more interesting information for you about all there is to know about Star Trek. Until then, we'll see you live long and prosper.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.